holiday concert of the year is returning to Dallas, December 6th at American Airlines Center. Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant with the Dallas Pops together again on stage performing holiday classics. Dallas's newest holiday tradition will fill American Airlines Center with the holiday spirit. Sunday, December 6th, Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant with the Dallas Pops at American Airlines Center. Tickets on sale now online at Ticketmaster.com by calling 800-745-3000 or at the American Airlines Center box office.
Dallas, Fort Worth's home for stimulating talk. 660 AM, The Answer.
America's liberty is under assault and women are rising to the defense. It's time for Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM, The Answer. Common sense talk with women and men about politics and standing up for America. With your host, nationally acclaimed speaker and author, Debbie Georgiadis. Ladies Can We Talk starts now.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and for the next 2 hours in Ladies Can We Talk, we're going to be talking about what I kind of always am talking about, my book and my talks around the country on the show, which is trying to have all of us understand better the goodness and greatness of America, understanding why America is exceptional, so that we can preserve its exceptional nature for generations to come, and so we really can preserve all the pieces and parts that build, that all come together that make America so special. Particularly tonight, I want to share with you a really exciting and fun thing I did. I want to talk with you about the GOP debates in Cleveland, and I think this is for the presidential candidates in Cleveland, and as you likely know, there were actually two debates. There was a 5 o'clock debate for seven of the candidates who did not make the top 10 list in terms of polling results, and then there was a debate at 9 o'clock in Cleveland, and that was on this past Thursday, of the top 10 people who were in their poll results. And what was really special, I got to be in Cleveland this week at the invitation of Fox News Radio. I was a political analyst for the Fox News Radio stations around the country on the debate. It was a very interesting kind of inside look at the debate, and I really enjoyed that. I want to share that with you. And then I flew from Cleveland down to Atlanta to the Red State Conference, and that has been a lot in the news this week. I think a little bit of the discovery or the conversation about it has been a bit sensational, and I don't really want to talk about that part of it, but I want to talk about in this first segment of the show where I always do my Speak Up for America segment, I want to talk a little bit about the importance of this presidential race. And I'll put a comma there and say, please stay tuned because we have, at 6:15 tonight, we have Lieutenant Colonel Alan West in the studio. He'll be joining us for about half an hour. And then the second hour tonight, I have my leading ladies and good buddies, Mari Sullivan and Lori Medina, and they'll be with me the second hour. And we also have, during the second hour, Tom Giovannetti, who is the president of IPI, and he's going to call in to explain to us what is happening with the FCC takeover of the internet. And the reason I want to talk about that is this. In this era of President Obama, we have one assault after the next on liberty. And sometimes so many things are happening that we are kind of playing defense and trying to respond to one thing, and the next thing goes on, and things are slipping under the radar. This is one of them. I think it's important to have at least one segment in the next hour talking about what the FCC takeover of the internet is really all about. And mostly, though, we'll be talking about the debates and about the issues facing America and what the different candidates said. I do want to share a lot of that with you. But my bigger point in this Speak Up for America segment is the idea that America, as I've said other times, was founded on ideas. It was actually founded by conversation, by people in our, you know, our history debating among themselves about the rights of man, do we dare stand up against King George, all that kind of stuff. Well, today, right now, these presidential debates are so important because we're looking at who will be elected in 2016 to be the president of the United States at a time we have very significant issues facing America. I ask you to step back from all the politics and kind of gossipy aspect of politics and just think about what you're concerned about. What issues cause you to feel angst? And I'll tell you my short list. I have a longer one, but I'll go with my short one. My short one is, number one, dealing with the threat, the international threat of radical Islam. That is one of the overwhelming threats facing America, not just America, but really the security of the free world, of the Christian world, is the spread of radical Islam, the threat, and that ties into what's happening on the Iranian deal with we had President Obama and others negotiating with Iran. And I think most experts looking at this are saying we kind of negotiated to give Iran access to nuclear weapons before very long. It's a terrible deal pending before Congress. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West about that in a moment. But radical Islam is a huge threat. Another one, it's a little less, it's a little more amorphous, but there's a sense in America we're losing kind of the identity of America as a unique free market, free people country, where it was the self-reliant, American spirit and the can-do attitude that we can handle this, America can take on anything. That whole attitude is being lost as dependence on the government grows and grows, as America has a larger and larger segment of society not only dependent on government, but feeling kind of entitled to have government take care of them. In fact, one particular example of that we'll talk with Tom Giovanetti about in the next hour. The FCC took over the internet recently. There was actually a protest outside the FCC of people demanding better, faster, cheaper internet. This is just the modern version of demanding a free lunch. It is government must take care of me, and all these things I want cost nothing, and the government must give that to me. This is an attack on this self-reliant, can-do, free market, liberty-based, we the people own the rights kind of society. There's a loss of American identity that needs to be reinstated and reinvigorated in the people. There's another whole issue relating to the economy, and that's just, it's a combination of because we have the government growing larger and larger and regulating more and controlling more, we actually have more small businesses closing then opening, first time in American history. We have job opportunities lacking for young people. We have, you can throw out the percentage rates about labor force participation rates very low, but it's really just a sense that the free market isn't creating jobs. And compounded with, we have an immigration program that's bringing more and more people to America, not legally, but they get here and they need jobs and employers want to give them jobs. So we've lost this whole robustness of the American economy. We have a terrible low growth rate, which is unhealthy for America's economy. But it's the bigger thing of we don't have enough people understanding what free markets are based on, that free markets actually require the rule of law. They require government to stay out of the economy. They require to enable and encourage an entrepreneurial spirit. That's another just big and just consequential issue. And the reason I invited you to think of the issues you care about, because, and I could mention many more. We have the Supreme Court just redefined marriage after 3,000 or 4,000 years of marriage being a particular one man, one woman. And that's what marriage has been in America. Contrasted with other countries, or Muslim countries, where a man can have many wives, we don't have that here. We have man and woman, and that's marriage. And we have the Supreme Court redefining that. We have recent videos out that show that Planned Parenthood is actually engaged in the dissection of fetuses, of babies in the womb, and selling of those parts. We had just the profound disrespect for life portrayed by that. And so all these things are happening in America, and who we choose as a president in the next election cycle is going to make a big difference, because what you really want is someone who understands all of those things and understands they're important. And we have 17 presidential candidates on the Republican side. I certainly have my short list of favorites. We're going to talk more about them. But it's important that you think not just about, who looked the best or had the best, zinger closing argument, but who touches your heart, who gets what you're talking about, and one more, what you're concerned about. And one more issue I want to share with you is this. There is a rising awareness in America that maybe historically it used to be in the political arena, Republicans versus Democrats, you could call it, conservatives versus liberals. But today in the political scene in America, what's really happening is that we have evolved in Washington a ruling elite class, very much like the King George ruling elite class we tried to overthrow with the Revolution. That's where we are in America. And that ruling elite class is composed of Democrats and Republicans. And they have locked arms with lobbyists. They have locked arms with their crony capitalist buddies tied in with the chambers of commerce. And they're no longer working for we the people, for you the people. They're working for the best interests of these crony supporters of theirs. And I want to find a candidate who gets that, who sees that, who's willing to take the very strong steps it will take to undo that. Because otherwise, all the work you do, all the campaigns you work on, all the doors you knock on, all the speeches you make, all the meetings you go to and rallies you go to, they're not going to make any difference at all if the person you elect joins the ruling elite class the moment they arrive in Washington, or frankly is a member of the ruling elite class and doesn't mind being that in that status. This is a really consequential time in America because the American left is marching this country. It's no longer a slow, silent march. It's a very open, overt march towards socialism, toward government-controlled society. Obamacare is a version of socialism. And government control over more and more aspects of society, of the energy sector, certainly Obamacare and the entire healthcare sector in America. We have a growing, powerful federal government that's inconsistent with freedom and liberty and free markets and the can-do American spirit. This march towards socialism is now more overt than ever. It's more obvious, but it takes someone brave to call it that, to say they're willing to stand up against it, to fight against it, because ultimately what you want is somebody in Washington who's going to listen to we the people, getting back to that idea that we hold the power. We choose our leaders, and when we choose our leaders, we expect them to do the will of the people. So this is my Speak Up for America moment in this show, this Sunday evening, and we're going to zip off to our first break. And when we come back from the break, we have Lieutenant Colonel Alan West here in the studio, and going to talk a bunch of interesting things with him in the next half an hour or so. And after that, in the second hour, we have my leading ladies, Lori Medina, Mari Sullivan. This is Debbie Georgiatis, and Ladies Can We Talk in 660 AM, The Answer. Come on back after our break.
This is 660 AM, The Answer.
My book and radio show have the same name, Ladies Can We Talk? The reason I wrote the book, do the radio show, and speak to groups around the country is that I want to inspire people to remember again why America is great. Not just to say that America is great, but to understand why. My job on this show is not only to talk about the issues and events of the day and interview interesting people, but to connect the dots between how we solve today's issues and the impact they'll have on our future. I do this show to persuade listeners that real answers to the challenges we face can only be found by uniting around ideas like American-style liberty, talking less about political labels and identity politics, and more about the uniquely American identity is the only path to greater unity among Americans. This is Debbie Georgiatis. I hope you'll keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 a.m. The Answer. We talk truth about America.
At Arizona State University, we believe in giving you everything you need to learn to thrive. So it's good to know the experts and college reviewers agree. U.S. News & World Report names ASU the second most innovative school in the country. The Wall Street Journal says ASU is fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. The esteemed Princeton Review ranks ASU in the top 15% of America's four-year colleges as a leader in undergrad education. This is a university that empowers you to truly thrive. Arizona State University Online gives you the exact same curriculum, identical degree, and access to the same prestigious faculty as on-campus students. You can choose from over 100 degree programs, all enhanced by our innovative online learning technologies. For more information, call 1-800-600-6431. U.S. News & World Report ranked us in the top 10 for earning an online degree. All these high marks should give you confidence in your big plans. Learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call 1-800-600-6431. That's 1-800-600-6431.
For 39 years, we've been saying the next best thing to new is Dower Clean. But at some point, it's just time for new. So if you're in the market for new carpet, be sure to pick a flooring retailer that offers the My Flooring Warranty. You'll be assured to get the best performance and the longest life from your carpet when it comes with My Flooring Warranty. Dowarth is proud to partner with fine flooring retailers like All American Flooring, Nadine's Floor Company, and Tim Hogan's Carpet Outlet to bring you the My Flooring Warranty program. For a complete list of flooring retailers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who offer the My Flooring Warranty, visit us at Dowarth.com. But hey, if it's just a few spots, some dirty traffic areas, or perhaps a hint of odor from your beloved pet, then give Dowarth a call or make your appointment for service at Dowarth.com. And remember,
call 267 Because the next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Hey, it's Mark Davis. Got a question. Why is your mobile phone bill going to help Hillary become president of the United States? Answer is, same reason Big Mobile helped Obama win twice. It's what they do. Now Hillary's counting on Big Mobile to help her in 2016. If you're okay with that, don't listen further. But if you don't want to support Hillary or other leftist candidates and causes, switch to EOS Mobile. EOS Mobile. Website is EOSCell, EOSCELL.com to learn more. EOS has the same great nationwide network, high-speed data, voice, pretty much everywhere across the country. EOS has the same devices you've come to love. And with plans starting at $9.99, a plan for every budget. But best of all, EOS Mobile at EOSCell.com gives 5% of each bill to conservative causes and candidates. If you're stuck in a contract, they'll buy you out. If you want your phone bill to support conservative candidates, the choice is clear. EOSCell.com. Learn more now at EOSCELL.com. EOSCell.com. Same phones, same service, better causes. EOSCell.com. EOSCELL.com.
660 AM. The answer.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM. The answer.
Hello there. Welcome back and thanks for tuning in so much. Thanks for tuning in. Ladies Can We Talk? This is Debbie Georgiadis and joined in our studio by Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Hello, sir.
Good to be here with you, Debbie.
Glad you're here. And, you know, there are so many issues I want to jump in and talk with you about, including the debates, the GOP debate, and also including kind of where we are on the Iranian deal. But I wanted to start with, because Lieutenant Colonel West, I think all of you probably know, is a former member of Congress and a longtime Army, 22 years?
22 years.
Yeah, and service to America and actually served abroad in our in several, I'm sorry, you could say the names of the things you served in. Operation Desert?
Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Iraqi Freedom. And then after I retired, I went to Afghanistan as a civilian military advisor to the Afghan Army for 2.5 years.
So a true patriot, a true servant of America. And now we're just so lucky to have him here in Texas. He's in Dallas and he's head of the NCPA, the National Center for Policy Analysis. And I do want to get to those big pressing national issues, but I want to take a moment to talk about NCPA because I think when you came here in January, I think you may have brought some fresh ideas, some new directions. So tell us what you're up to at NCPA.
Well, the most important thing is a 32-year-old conservative free market think tank, health savings accounts, Roth IRAs, the individual contributions in the 401k were some of the policy initiatives that came out of NCPA. But what we want to do is make sure that we have a focus of being America's think tank because we're not inside the Beltway. And we want to be able to get our message out not just to other think tanks in the world of academia or to the people up on Capitol Hill, but we want to educate and inform the everyday American citizen so that they make better decisions when it comes to our electoral process. So right now, when you look at all of these different tax plans that are being thrown out there, we've done a lot of analysis on that through our Tax Analysis Center, the Lee Rubio tax plan, Rand Paul's tax plan, some other fiscal issues that we're looking at, as well as healthcare issues. We were out in front of the King versus Burwell case, and we continue to talk about alternatives, private sector alternatives. Turns to Obamacare. Energy security, one of the things, if you go to our website, www.ncpa.org, you will see the new fracking map where we're tracking all of these different restrictions. Yes, Debbie Georgiadis has it. All these different restrictions because that affects our economic security and also our national security. The fact that we are restraining our oil, natural gas, and you just saw this past week, the new climate plan of the president, which is really just cap and trade by executive fiat. And then, of course, national security.
You know, I was going to say, in preparing for today's show, I went to NCPA's website, which I do periodically go. And honestly, you can just walk away so well informed and with relatively short articles. I mean, I know that I used to read really long ones, and you may get a little bit lost in them. But there are articles. Today, I just saw how online schools improve student achievement. Corporate welfare distorts free market forces. I love that one.
Yep.
Medicaid's poverty trap illustrated. I didn't know you had actually analyzed these current candidates or elected officials, their plans on the economy. So you've actually written up, I'm sorry, you said Rand?
Yeah, the Lee Rubio tax plan. We've looked at that and also Rand Paul's tax plan. So you can go and see our analysis and assessment of those two plans.
I think that's fabulous. And one last thing I saw, I think you have a run come up for Constitution Day?
Absolutely. Constitution Day is 17 September. The Sunday prior to that, 13 September, come out and join us at the University of Texas Arlington at 7 p.m. You can go to the website and register and get more information on that. You'll get a T-shirt and a free Constitution, and we'll get an opportunity to do a nice little 5K fun run.
I love that. I will say, as our listeners and my friends who all know my activity in politics, think tanks are so important because it's great to have big picture ideas and everyone on the liberty side knows what they are. But what does that mean in really in day-to-day life? And so NCPA does a beautiful job of spelling it out. And so you feel informed. And then when you listen to candidates, you can recognize whether that what they're saying is really reasonable.
Is viable.
Viable.
Or not. Absolutely.
Yeah. So now I want to turn though, and I love that explanation. Anything else NCPA coming up you want to share? Or?
Well, that's pretty much so it. If you'd like to join us on what we call our Chairman's Council, I will be up in Washington, D.C. We're going to get some visits from House and Senate key leaders on Monday, the 28th of September. And then on the 29th of September, I'm going to give a guided tour of the Gettysburg Battlefield. The two-day event is all about policy and leadership. So please go to our website. You can learn more about that. And go to our events page because we have some really great things. And in December, yours truly, right across from me, Debbie Georgiadis, will be hosting an incredible event with three of the top female mayors that are located right here in the state of Texas.
That will be fun. We're having fun planning it and thinking it through. And I love women leaders mm-hmm. who are strong and successful and have some great insights on how to be about good government, good
That's
conservative
it.
Government. Okay, I want to turn now and talk about this Iranian deal. And we were actually, I will tell you, talking about this a little bit before we came on the air tonight. I think it's a fabulous thing that Senator Schumer, the Democrat senator from New York, liberal guy, has come out against the Iranian deal. Now, is he a leader, do you think, among the Democrats in the Senate to start with? I don't know how well you know those folks over there, but yeah. Is he likely to be a thought leader?
Well, Senator Schumer will be the next leader of the Senate Democrats because Harry Reid will be stepping down. But it is not just Senator Schumer. You also have Steve Israel, Representative Steve Israel, who is the head of the Democrat Congressional Committee. You have the ranking member of the House Foreign Relations Committee, Elliot Engel, and also the next ranking Democrat, Brad Sherman, Anita Lowry of New York, Representative Ming also. But the thing that I really want to understand, because I know how it works up there, chances are they've already done the whip count, the head count of where the votes will go. And remember, because of Senator Corker and what he put forth, the onus is extremely high on the House and Senate to hit 291 votes in the House, 67 votes in the Senate, in order to have to override the presidential veto. If the Democrats know that there is no threat to that veto, you will start to see certain individuals break camp because they can play both sides against the cell.
And because they may have a constituency that wants them to do it. So
big time in New York. I was up there for the Times Square rally, and they were really railing on Senator Schumer. And so for him to now come out against this, if Senator Gillibrand of New York has not come out against this, so it'll be interesting if he will put pressure on her.
Did she sign that letter that said we're taking a close look at this or something? I think she was one of the ones who didn't just jump on board the moment the president came back with the deal. So I don't know where she's leaning, but I just, this Iranian deal, and I'm quick for our listeners, we're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West about the Iranian deal that President Obama and others negotiated with Iran. There have been so many conservative leaders and also just Middle East experts who've warned that this deal that is supposed, the whole reason we had the negotiation was to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons, and many people are saying it's going to actually enable that.
You are enabling that, and what we have to come to understand, since this agreement has been signed, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. You have had Iran in conversations with Russia about purchasing new aerial refueling tankers. You have had Iran in conversation with China about buying new fighter jets in exchange for oil from Iran. We know that the head of the Quds Force, General Qasem Soleimani, who is supposed to be under a sanction and a travel ban, has already traveled to Russia and was talking with Vladimir Putin 5 days before John Kerry went before the Senate and the House to testify. Now, I can tell you, why is Soleimani, first of all, breaking a United Nations resolution coming from the Security Council? Russia is part of the Security Council, so you have all kind of people thumbing their nose at the United States of America, and we still have four Americans being held hostage there. And the billions of dollars going to be opened up to Iran, unfrozen assets, that's not going to go to the quality of living or the standard of living of the Iranian citizen. That's going to go to Hamas. It's going to go to Hezbollah. It's going to go to the Houthis. It's going to go for the number one state sponsor of Islamic terrorism. So when the president comes out and makes this insidious remark of comparing people who are in opposition to this to Iranian hardliners and militant Islamists, that I have to ask, whose side is the president of the United States on when it comes to national security and foreign policy?
I think many people have asked exactly that question. This may be a good time to zip off to our break a little early because we're going to change subjects after we come back from the break. But we're discussing the Iranian deal with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. And I have a feeling that some people who don't maybe tune into politics as often as I do, or some people do, might think this is just another partisan battle and whatever the Democrats want, the Republicans don't. It's a big, ugly thing. But what we're discovering is it's not political. It's about America's security, and it's about the security of the Middle East and countries surrounding Iran.
And global security
and of Israel. So please come back after the break. We'll continue to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. This is Debbie Georgiadis and Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM, The Answer.
Learn a little something at the start of your day. The Mark Davis Show. Mornings 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer. The Michael Medved Show.
A big star in the National Football League has shocked the world by saying he's coming out. Coming out as what? And there is shocking new evidence reported by the New York Times, of all places, that we really could be alone in the universe. Really? We'll talk about it Monday on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, afternoons at 5, right after the Sean Hannity Show at 2, 660 AM, The Answer.
My fellow Americans, liberty.
Liberty.
This is your Liberty Minute.
Liberty Minute.
With Debbie Georgiadis.
The country of Greece is in the news these days. Greek politicians have made spending promises they can't keep, but those promises get them votes, so they keep promising. Then they raise taxes and borrow money to pay for it all. But to paraphrase Margaret Thatcher, socialist governments eventually run out of other people's money. They run out of willing lenders. They run out of taxpayers. The Greeks are dependent on government, and Greece itself is dependent on the EU. Liberty has lost its foothold in Greece. Could this happen here? We've had decades of politicians making entitlement promises we can't keep and getting votes for making them. Sounds pretty Greek to me. Let's recommit ourselves in America to liberty, which includes personal and fiscal responsibility. Keep tuning into my show, Ladies Can We Talk, every Sunday at 6 p.m. on 660 AM, The Answer. We talk truth about America and why it matters to you.
This plan is not insurance and does not meet minimum credible coverage requirements under the Affordable Care Act. This discount card program contains a 30-day cancellation and refund period. Administrator and benefits limited, Dallas, Texas, not available in all states.
I'm a mother. When my kids were growing up, I can't tell you how many times they had a cold, an ear, or sinus infection. I already knew it was the same thing one of the other kids had 3 months before. Could I get a doctor to call me at home? No, I had to take off work, or worse, bundle all the other kids and go to the doctor's office. Well, not anymore. RealMedSavings.com is like a discount club for healthcare. At RealMedSavings.com, you just call the 800 number and a board-certified doctor calls you back in about 15 minutes. Talks to you about what it is, and then calls in a prescription if it's needed. You pay nothing for this doctor's call because you're a member of the club. RealMedSavings.com is not insurance, just real savings on everyday medical problems for your whole family. Go to RealMedSavings.com. Save money and time. RealMedSavings.com. It's worth going there.
Like the old saying goes, maybe imitated, but never duplicated. There are a lot of ways available today to learn how to trade stocks, but New Venture on Wall Street has a tried and true system. They teach a skill set that can help you be a successful trader. The New Venture system is endorsed by those who are serious about generating wealth through the stock market. Here's a New Venture graduate, Joe. Joe's from a recent seminar.
If anybody's serious about trading stocks or investing in stocks, it's the best program on the market.
that I'm aware of, and I have reviewed quite a few.
If you're serious about learning how to use the stock market to create a second income, pay off debt, or start a new business, then you need to call New Venture on Wall Street right now. 1-877-907-TRADE. 1-877-907-TRADE. That's 1-877-907-TRADE.
Stay tuned for details about the next New Venture on Wall Street seminars coming September 11th and 12th. Call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go online to nvows.com. That's nvows.com.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you'd pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents. And 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middleman, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. 660 AM, The Answer.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey there, welcome back, Ladies Can We Talk. I'm so glad you've tuned in. And we're talking tonight with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who's a friend of the show. He's been on before. And just prior to the break, we were talking about the Iranian deal. And I do want to switch to talking about the GOP debates. But I want to address one other thing we were talking about a minute ago, which is this. I think the reason a lot of Americans think, well, this couldn't be that bad a deal. It couldn't be as dangerous as Republicans say, as the Center for Security Policy says, as Alan West says, because if it were so bad, why would Obama negotiate it? I mean, he lives here. So do you have an answer? Why would he do a bad deal?
Well, I think that you have to talk to President Obama about that. I believe that the president is more so concerned about doing something that, quote unquote, no one else has done, and having a display in his presidential library. This is what happens immediately. Iran becomes an economic power with the billions of dollars of unfrozen assets, the new markets that will be opened up between European countries and also the oil markets. In year five, the UN weapons embargo on conventional weapons is lifted. In year eight, the ballistic missile embargo is lifted. In year 10, they can go back to full spending of centrifuges and enriching uranium. Year 15, they can build new nuclear reactors. I don't see how this benefits the United States of America whatsoever.
You know, the argument from the left has been, well, it may slow them down some, but, you know, we didn't even try negotiating, as far as I've read, even try negotiating. For example, why do they get to have intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs? Those are just, they are there to get the weapons over to us. I mean, they are there to hit America.
Absolutely. The mutually assured destruction theory does not work with a radical Islamic theocracy that you have in Iran.
Yeah. You know, it's a little bit like negotiating with a kamikaze pilots,
yes,
because they don't care if they die.
No, they don't. And that's exactly. And their belief is rooted in their theocracy of an apocalyptic event that brings back the hidden imam, the Mahdi, so that they can have the restoration of a global Islamic caliphate. So how do you sit down with the irrational lot that they are? And again, I take them for their word. When they say death to America, death to Israel, I believe that that's what they truly believe.
You know, that reminds me, there was a comment that a lot of people picked up on, but President Obama actually compared the leaders in Iran who've been chanting death to Israel, death to America, and all that, the opponents of this deal, and compare them to the Republicans in Congress who are questioning this deal, who have the right under the Corker deal to vote up or down. Mm-hmm. I mean, I shouldn't even have to ask, but is that the most outrageous thing you've ever heard?
There have been many other outrageous things, but I think this is part of the hubris. We have seen the left refer to Republicans as suicide bombers, having, you know, bombs strapped to their chests, and call them extremists and things of this nature. So they're using the same language that they refer to terrorists to anyone that is standing in opposition. So now the question is, because Senator Schumer and several other leading Democrats have come out against this deal, are they also like the Iranian hardliners? That's an interesting question.
That's a good question. One last question on this, and I want to turn to hear your thoughts about the debates. But just suppose there would be the case that, you know, the Congress voted the deal down, President Obama vetoed it, and by some, you know, answer to prayer, or the House and Senate actually had enough votes to override his veto. What, I mean, I had the thought, why would that change President Obama's conduct in any way? Is he really going to? I have a fear he just move forward anyway with the deal.
Well, I think that what you will see happening, because he went to the United Nations and got the Security Council to unanimously endorse it, and the EU has also endorsed the agreement, we can institute sanctions on our own. We can increase those sanctions. But it's going to be almost like with South Africa and the apartheid government. Yeah. We're going to have to put pressure on other governments that are looking to do business with Iran as well.
Yeah. You know, I read I think we talked about last week in the show, there's one French diplomat that said it is not true that if Congress votes this down, it's not true that everything falls apart. We could get a better deal. I don't know if you read about that. This one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that we should. I think it would send an incredible message to Iran, is that we don't trust you. You've been absolutely more obtuse and more belligerent since this quote unquote deal was signed. And we need to let them know we're not suckers.
Man, I would love that. Just sure wish you were there in Congress, Lieutenant Colonel West. Okay, but change your subject entirely. This past week, we had the GOP debates, the Fox News debate in Cleveland, and there was a lot of controversy, I guess. I mean, there were two debates, as we mentioned earlier, and then after the debates, there was a conference in Atlanta, the Red State Conference, very big conference. It's called Red State, sponsored by Eric Erickson, and he, as a result of some of the conduct by Donald Trump, the front runner, uninvited Donald Trump to speak at Red State. And so I guess I want to start with, did you watch the debates?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I watched the 5 o'clock and the 9 o'clock.
So what was your, I guess, overall impression about Fox? You think that they were fair? Were they too harsh? What was your impression about the way Fox handled them?
Well, look, if you are vying to be the president of the United States of America and you get upset over journalists asking you questions, I don't think you're ready to be in the room with Vladimir Putin, Hassan Rouhani, Xi Jinping, or deal with ISIS, Boko Haram, or any of the other global Islamic jihadist movements that are out there. So, I would expect a debate to be as rigorous as it was. Now, what I am going to look to see is when the Democrats have their debate, will the people in the mainstream liberal progressive media be as tough on the Democrat candidates like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders or whomever, as we saw the Fox correspondents were? So I want people to go through a crucible, because we're talking about a very important time for the history and the future of this nation. We have to make sure we have a tried and true and tested individual. So the questions that most of them got, they're going to get asked those questions when they come to a general election in front of the full media.
That's what I thought, too. In fact, what I got to thinking about was reading all this criticism of Fox being too harsh was Fox is known as says it's fair and balanced, but it's known as a conservative news outlet. If they had just flung softballs all evening long and whatever someone said, just say, gee, that's so, thank you very much, Senator so-and-so. How about you, Governor? Yep. People thought, well, that's a waste of time.
Well, something, and you, I know you love this thing and your other ladies here, a diamond. A diamond is nothing but a black rock until you put it through intense pressure and heat. Steel has to be purified through intense heat. You look at our special operators like Navy SEALs and Green Beret. Not everyone gets to be a Green Beret. Not everyone gets to be a Navy SEAL and wear that trident. Why? Because we take them through a crucible. We take them through a hardened test before we send them out there to do battle, or that beautiful thing that you wear around your neck. That's what I'm looking for, and I'm glad that Fox went in there and threw the tough questions, because you have to be able to challenge these individuals and get them to not believe that this is going to be the layup. This is not about every kid gets a trophy, folks, okay?
Exactly, yes.
And so, we have to separate the wheat from the chaff.
So what did you think about Donald Trump's answer at the very first question in the second debate, where they said, if you don't win this nomination, y'all promise you wouldn't go third party? And then raise your hand if you don't. He was the one to raise his hand.
We have a saying in the military that there is no I in team. And I think that that's a very important aspect that we all need to understand. If you are about the team, and I'm not talking about the GOP team, I'm talking about the American team. It is not about you. It is not about elevating yourself. It is not about people being nice to you and you getting your way. We already have that somewhat in 1600 Pennsylvania right now. This is about service, sacrifice, and commitment to this republic.
I agree. And I have to say, on Donald Trump, I could imagine someone I thought of as a really solid conservative answering that question by saying something like, I love this country. I'm in this race for this country. And if someone were to win this nomination, I truly feared would be in some way harmful, you know, maybe I'd think about a third party run. But my sense of listening to Donald Trump is because, to me, the way it struck me, because the race is about him. It's an egotistical, if I can't have it. In fact, his answer was kind of that. It was kind of like, I'll be loyal to the party as long as I get the nomination.
Well, as long, and we've heard this a lot, as long as the party is nice to me and people are nice to me and so-and-so was not nice to me, this person is a loser. You know, if I'm Vladimir Putin, I'm sitting back and looking at this, I'm saying, okay, here we go again. You know, someone that I will be able to take advantage of.
Because, walk all over.
Yeah, because, you know, being a former KGB, he understands that aspect of psychological warfare and how you can get under someone's skin very easily. And I think that you have seen him do that. Case in point, on the 4th of July, when he called President Obama to wish him a happy Independence Day, and it was the same time Russian jets were flying right off the coast of the United States of America.
I missed that story.
Oh, it's out there.
Wowie, I hardly missed any stories. That's amazing. So
that's why you have me around.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I also thought in the first debate at 5 o'clock, you know, I had originally wished, and I did think that in part the second debate suffered from simply having 10 people in 2 hours. That's a problem by itself. The earlier debate, people had a little more time.
It was more substantive.
Yeah, definitely was. Yeah. And, you know, Carly Fiorina has been on the show a few times, and I thought she just really stepped up, and I thought she just did a fabulous job in sounding strong and confident. Yeah.
She absolutely crushed it, and if you looked at her interviews that have been subsequent to that, I mean, the one against Chris Matthews, I mean, you know, Mr. Harbaugh, you know, got whiffed out, you know, like he's playing t-ball. He was speechless. If you looked at her on the Sunday shows, I mean, very strong, very resolute, very sharp, very competent. So without a doubt, you know, someone had to be the breakout candidate from that 5 o'clock debate, and she was. And I think that you will end up seeing her maybe in the top five or six as we go forth.
I do too. I did see there was a poll just after the debate, I think the next day or so, and still Donald Trump was in first place, but he was down quite a bit. They had Senator Cruz in second place. Mm-hmm. And I don't have it in front of me, or it's someplace in my piles I can't find quickly, but I believe Carly Fiorina was fourth or fifth. She was much higher up. She was fourth. Okay. Lori Sigley, she was fourth. So I think people, you know, it's interesting. I said earlier at the start of the show, it's so important to watch these debates and to really understand these people and picture them when they get the, famous call at 3 a.m. yeah, and X has happened, and, you know, what do we do? Do we send in troops? How are we going to solve this? You need that kind of decisive leadership and strength and executive responsibility.
You know, one of the great quotes of Plato was that, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, he said, one of the penalties for not participating in politics is that you will be governed by your inferiors. So I believe that more Americans are realizing that government is having too much of an intrusive and invasive nature into their everyday lives. You're having more conversations at the kitchen tables and in the living rooms. You know, my two daughters, 22 and 18, sat and watched every single minute of both of those debates.
That's great.
And, you know, driving back from Nacogdoches, I mean, we had some really good conversations because they're realizing this is about their future. Too many young people graduating from college and they don't have opportunities. They can be dependent. They can have the government absolve and remove their college student debt loan, but they realize that someone has to pay for that. So I think this is a very crucial point for the evolution of our republic.
I really do, too. I think those debates were, I think people were ahead of time kind of thinking, well, gee, there's no heir apparent, so everybody and their brother's jumping in, and maybe my barber's going to jump in next week. Mm-hmm. But the more I thought about it, I had two other observations. One was, I think that a lot of people are so concerned about the direction for America. I think a lot of the 17, or at least some of them, are really in for exactly the right reasons. They just want to get America back on track. And you heard in many of the statements they made this love of America, something you never hear from this administration, the current administration. Love of America, promise of America. I know we can get back on track. I found that very heartening.
No, it's incredibly heartening. And when you know, as you said, you look at those 17, any one of them is more than capable, as opposed to really what you have coming up on the other side. But understand this, don't discount the fact that, you know, the Vice President Joe Biden could jump into this race, you know, sometime within the month, because their first debate on the Democrat side is not toward the end of October.
Yeah, I understand he's on vacation this week trying to ponder it all. And it's funny because I have one of my best friends from law school who's a lovely person, and I don't know why she's such a liberal Democrat, but she's otherwise lovely. But she has actually said several times, I don't know why you guys make fun of Joe Biden. We really like him. I mean, you're just kind
amazed. He's the likable guy. And I think that is what is really causing some consternation on the side of the Democrats, because Hillary Clinton does not have that likability of Bill Clinton. And that is so important when you have to run on pure emotion and not on policy, not on solutions, not on your principles and philosophy of governance, which we have seen over the past 6.5 years are failing. 2.3% GDP growth, that should not be the new normal. Ronald Reagan had us clipping at 7-8% GDP growth at this time in his administration.
Amen to that. Well, you know, we're talking with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, and he's just a fount of knowledge and inspiration and patriotism. So I thank you so much for coming in tonight.
My pleasure.
And we're going to zip off to our break, so we have a small amount of time before the top of the hour. But please stay tuned on our short break, and we'll come back in the second hour with Lori Medina and Mari Sullivan. And we'll come back in just a few minutes for the final segment of this first hour with Debbie Georgettis and Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, The Answer.
John David Wells.
She was married to an American hero, and then that gallant icon was taken from her. The book detailing his life was called American Sniper. The book she wrote detailing hers is American Wife. Next time on The Wells Report, we walk for a few moments in the footsteps of Taya Kyle. What's it like to live in her post-Chris Kyle world?
John David Wells, weeknights at 8, followed by Hugh Hewitt on 660 AM, The Answer.
Liberal politicians are always telling us that if we will just let them take control of everything, they can make life fairer. But how do their ideas work out in real life? On my Facebook page, Ladies Can We Talk, check out the link to an article called Uncomfortable Truths About Living in a Blue State. Turns out, blue states have the country's highest level of income inequality. Blue states also have the most segregated schools in the country and the greatest inequities in public school funding. On top of that, living in a big city in a blue state is virtually unaffordable for the middle class. Also turns out in blue states, though their policies may be liberal, hate crime is highest in big cities in blue states. Liberals might talk a good game about creating fairness, but at the end of the day, it's no fair if you live in a blue state. This is Debbie Georgettis. I hope you'll keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 AM, The Answer.
94.9 KLTY and Dallas Baptist University are excited to welcome A Good Fight Night to Frisco. Friday night, August 14th, 2015 at Elevate Life Church. Fight Night is a fun date for couples of any age or stage. Marriage experts Dr. Les and Leslie Parrott interact with you in a night filled with humor and practical new strategies for turning conflict into deeper relationship. They're actually going to show you how conflict can bring you closer together, because if you're like them, you have the occasional cut and you don't want anything to come from that but a bond between you and your spouse. You're going to leave that evening with some fantastic things you can do starting that very night to improve your relationship. Les and Leslie might share a real fight or two of their own to help each of you. Register at FightNightTexas.com. The truth is, we do have distinct differences, and the more we have empathy for each other, the more grace we have for each other. Friday, August 14th, 2015. For more info, visit ElevateLife.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-573-2467. That's 1-800-573-2467. 1-800-573-2467. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
660 AM The Answer. 660amtheanswer.com.
Back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM The Answer.
Welcome back, Ladies Can We Talk, and we want to thank Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who was our guest this last half an hour. He's just always fun to have here and full of new facts I didn't know and information, so we thank him very much. This segment, this short little segment before the top of the hour break, I kind of like to do this cruise through the news and just hit on a few points I think might be interesting, and I got to tell you this really cool thing. So I think it was just last week. You know, having a show once a week, sometimes you kind of lose track of when the show, what you said the previous week versus 2 weeks ago. And I would love, I would do a show every day, but once a week for 2 hours is a lot of fun. And I think it was just last week, we were talking about Venezuela and all of the problems there because of socialism. They literally have, in Venezuela, an ongoing shortage of toilet paper, basic products that, you know, food products, basic home products. And I mean, you know, I made the comparison so many times in America, if any city said, you know, we have a shortage of sugar, we'd have or toilet paper or any basic needs, we would have masses of people. We have a company saying, oh, we can supply that. We'll be there tomorrow. I mean, there would be no problem. But in a government controlled economy, which is what socialism is, You don't, that incentive of private companies, of individuals and companies to provide the needs for their people is just absent. There is no, it doesn't exist because the government owns everything. They're just bureaucrats. They're not people incentivized to run an efficient business to provide a product or service when needed. So back to Venezuela. This amazing story came out in Venezuela. The ongoing socialist regime there now has the problem that hundreds of Venezuelan patients are faced with a critical shortage of a drug needed. These are patients who have survived a kidney or liver transplant. There's a specific drug they have to keep their body from rejecting this transplanted organ. They have such a shortage of it that these people are now purchasing medications intended for animals. I'm not joking. People are going to the stores and the places that supply drugs for dogs, cats, animals, and they are purchasing those drugs and ingesting them themselves because there is such a severe shortage of this vital drug. And I tie this to say, if we don't learn the lesson in America that socialism makes people miserable, we will be Venezuela. And understand that when Bernie Sanders, who is a Democrat candidate for president, he's an open socialist, an avowed socialist, a proud socialist. Hillary Clinton is equally a socialist. She's just less honest about it. Her thinking about government should control everything. We like government-controlled health care. We like expanding control over the banks and financial institutions. We want expanded government control over the energy sector and what kinds of products, what kinds of energy we produce in America. We want to stop the American spirit of producing energy and the American industry and the know-how we have. We're going to not produce the energy we have because government said we can't. This is going to lead to Venezuela. And so when people say, well, I think socialism, and you might hear, especially if you're in college or just out of college, you might hear people say, well, socialism, it's just kind of about sharing. It's about being nice. It's about sharing the wealth. And understand, socialism is about control. Socialism is not about being nice. It's about giving the government, surrendering your liberty, giving the government power to control your life and your economy, and the products and services that you want, And then being shocked and amazed to discover that actually there's a shortage. So I wanted to share that Venezuela story. I'm going to put that on our Facebook page. We do have a great Facebook page, Ladies Can We Talk Facebook. I urge you to go there. My website is still undergoing major surgery. But when it's done, the website will be back up and running. But right now, our Facebook page is Ladies Can We Talk. Go there, comment. And we just love to have your comments, especially about articles like this. There are a bunch of other stories I want to quick mention in this kind of cruise through the news time. And I only have a little bit of time left at this segment. But I wanted to mention this thing with Bernie Sanders. Speaking of the socialist Bernie Sanders running for president, he actually was at a rally recently where the rally, he was, you know, he is giving the rally because he's trying to get support to be president. And the rally was shut down by some African-Americans who got on stage and made and interrupted him to make their point. They claim to be part of the Black Lives Matter movement. And they're actually celebrating the one-year anniversary of the incident in Ferguson, Missouri, where a police officer shot and killed a young unarmed Black man. I think he was 17 years old, named Michael Brown. But let me just point out to you again, there was even a parade in Ferguson, Missouri about this. It's important to know the facts. Yes, he was an unarmed young Black man. Yes, he had punched the officer in the eye and fractured his eye socket. Yes, he was charging the officer who had his weapon drawn. He was a big, strong kid charging an officer who's either got to defend himself or let himself, in fact, get beaten up or killed by this young man. It is terribly sad to lose a child. It has to be heartbreaking. It's terribly sad for any death to occur. But having this Black Lives Matter movement come up, and then, of all things, interrupting Bernie Sanders is kind of ironic because the left always tells us how great they are with their status on race relations in America. But anyway, so we're up against our break, and Ladies Can We Talk? So coming back the second hour, hope you'll tune in, stay tuned, and we're going to have Mari Sullivan, Lori Medina, and then Tom Giovanni join us at 7:15. We're going to talk more about the GOP debates and the upcoming presidential election. This is Debbie Georgiadis, Ladies Can We Talk? At 6:60 a.m., The Answer. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders announced recently that health care is a right, something government must provide. This is wrong. Health care is a necessity, a responsibility, but not a right. Rights are things like the freedom of speech, religion, and assembly. Nothing that costs money can be a right, or else Americans would have the right to enslave each other. That may sound harsh, but it's true. Let's start with the basics. Governments have no money. The money they spend comes from taxes they forcibly collect from you and your neighbors. But healthcare costs money, educating and paying professionals, producing medicines, etc. If you have the right to make the government pay for your healthcare, you have the right to force your fellow citizens to work and pay taxes to buy your healthcare. Knowing the difference between real rights and things that are not rights is vital, or else we get duped into enslaving each other. This is Debbie Georgiadis. Please keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk every Sunday at 6 p.m. on 6:60 a.m. The Answer. We talk truth about America.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a home inspector who needs friends.
Yeah, so these studs need to be 1/4 inch further apart, give or take 1/2 inch. It's got to be just right, you know, like the coverage Progressive provides for your construction business. Otherwise, I'll have to shut you guys down.
But if I do, maybe you could come out for Tuesday trivia. Fair warning, I'm kind of a know-it-all. You'll see what I mean at board game night. Hey, what's your number?
Commercial insurance that's perfect for your small business. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to learn more. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, or smoke.